Das kann so sagen, ich habe gerade gesagt, wir Jude sagt, das Kuhn darf lamm sein. Sagt der Mischner, someone checks an animal that's close to death or when the says the animal is not mutter unless it moved the front and back leg after the shechita. But he has said it's enough if blood squirted from it with force. So Shimon says, even if someone checks at night, so you cannot see if it moved after the shechita, and in the morning you find that the walls, which means the area of the neck around where the shechita takes place, are full of blood, evidencing that it squirted blood with force. So the animal is kosher under Eliezer's measure because it certainly squirted blood with force. The Chum say the animal is mutter if it moves its front or its back foot, or even if it wags its tail. This applies to large animals and small animals. The difference being that if a small animal stretches out its front leg and then doesn't pull it back, it's possible because the stretching out of its leg is simply a sign of death. These signs, Zakta Mishnah, must be shown only when an animal has a chazaka that it was close to death. However, if it had a chazaka that was healthy, then even if it showed none of these signs, the animal is kosher. In fact, the Gemara, how do we know that an animal that's close to death is mutter? The Gemara responds by asking, how do you know, why would you think it's asur? The Gemara answers, well, the second question by saying that the pasuk says, Zois hachaya asher toichlu, which teaches that something, that only something that's alive, hachaya, can be eaten, but something that cannot live any further, really, may not be eaten, and an animal close to death cannot live. The question, therefore, is, how do we know such an animal can be eaten? And for the Gemara, from the fact that the Torah had to teach that an Avela is also to be eaten, we can learn that an animal close to death can be eaten. Because if it cannot, then there would be no reason to teach that an Avela cannot be eaten, because that would be obvious. For Gemara, maybe an Avela referred to in the Pasuk is actually an animal that's close to death. Gemara said the Pasuk discusses the tum of the Avela. That clearly refers to after death and shows that the word Avela refers to an animal after death. For Gemara, maybe an Avela is actually an animal that's close to death, and the difference is that while the animal is still alive, it's only also through an Asay, whereas after death it becomes also with a Lav. If so, the source that this source is not a valid source, and we again have the question as to the source. How do we know that an animal close to death is mutter? Evermore, rather, since the Torah had to tell us that it's also to eat a trefa, it must be that an animal close to death is mutter. For if an animal close to death, which is not missing any vital organs, is also, then certainly a trefa, which is missing vital organs, is also. For example, maybe a trefa and an animal close to death are the same thing. And the reason why the Torah lists trefa separately is to teach that someone who eats a trefa would be either an asay and a lav. Mar said, if that's true, then why would the Torah have to state an iser for eating an avela? If one is chayav for an asay and a lav for eating an animal that's alive, being the trefa, you surely be over the same for an animal that has died. Rather, there must be that when it was alive, there is no lav, and once it's already dead, there is a lav. Effectively, maybe an avela, a trefa, and an animal close to death are really all the same thing. And the reason avela is written is to teach that one who eats it is over two lavmen and one assay. Rather, Zakhti Gemara, the trefa can't refer to an animal close to death, as can be proven from the following. The pasuk says, "V'chelav avela v'chelav trefa, yosol lechol malacha v'ochol loisechluhu." We were taught that this teaches that the Isra of Nevela takes effect on top of the Isra of Chalev, and the Isra of Trefa takes effect on top of the Isra of Chalev. Now, if Trefa is the same as an animal close to death, the Pasuk should have only had to teach that the Isra of Trefa takes effect on the Chalev. And we would say that if when the animal is alive, the Isra takes effect on top of the Isra of Chalev, then when the animal is dead, the Isra of Nevela will definitely, certainly take effect on top of the Isra of Chalev. Since the Pasuk wrote Trefa and Nevela, we can see that Trefa is not an animal that's close to death. Once this is established, the fact that the Torah taught that a Trefa may not be eaten teaches that an animal that's close to death may be eaten. Marba Rashi, yes, maybe a treif is the same as an animal that's close to death. The reason that the nevela had to be written separately is for a case that when the nevela did not come about from the animal having been close to death. For example, when the animal was cut in two, it goes from being fully alive to becoming fully dead. And even in that case, it's impossible that it wasn't close to death for at least a small amount of time before most of his body was cut into two. The Gemara says we can also say that from the fact that the pasuk says the word chelev twice, v'chelev nevela, v'chelev treifa, it teaches that the chelev of a treifa is subject to the isra of treifa, and that there is another chelev, that of an animal close to death, which is usur, although its meat is not usur. It teaches that animal close to death is mutter. The Gemara says we can also bring a source from the pasuk in Yecheskel. The pasuk is darshan to relate how Yecheskel told Hashem that he was always very righteous, and one way of proving this was that he said he never ate from an animal that had to be shechted quickly because it was about to die. Now, if eating from such an animal's usur, Yecheskel wouldn't prove that he was righteous from not having eaten it. Rather, it must be that eating such an animal is mutter, and Yecheskel was showing that he was extra righteous by not having eaten such an animal. For example, what's the case of an animal that's close to death? So Rabbi Yehuda ben Rav said, it's an animal that does not stand up when provoked to do so. Rabbi Chanina ben Bar Shlamia, the name of Rav, said, this is so even if the animal is able to eat pieces of wood. Rabbi Yecheskel said, even if the animal is able to eat big, thick beams.